O Lord, our Maker, Redeemer, and Comforter, we have come together to worship you. Draw near to us through your word and assure us of your loving kindness. Curb our wandering thoughts so that with undivided attention we may hear your voice and sing your praise. Open our hearts by your Holy Spirit to the proclamation of your word so that we repent of our sins, trust in Jesus as our Savior, and grow in grace and holiness. Hear us for his sake. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve him as his dear children. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But in Jesus my Savior I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven you all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you the strength to live according to his will.
Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. We to God, we give you thanks and praise. Of heavenly joy and peace on earth we sing. Worship you, to you our hearts we raise. Lord God, almighty Father, heavenly King. Lord Jesus Christ, the Father's only Son, you bore for us the load of peace within. Alone, O Christ, you only are the Lord. At God's right hand in majesty, Most High, who with the Spirit worshipped and adored, with all the heavenly host we glorify.
Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, who wonderfully created us in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature, grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Good morning. Our first reading for today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verses 1 through 3 and verses 11 through 15. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast. It is mine." And Moses said to the people, "And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you, that you shall set apart to the Lord all that opens the womb, that is, every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have. The males shall be the Lord's. But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb, and if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. So it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What is this?' that you shall say to him, 'By strength of hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.' And it came to pass, when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go, that the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all males that open the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem." So for our first reading, let us join and read responsibly in the Psalm of the Day, Psalm 148. "Praise the Lord from the heavens,
praise him in the heights,
praise him all his angels,
praise him all his hosts,
praise him sun and moon,
praise him all you stars of light,
praise the Lord from the earth,
wind filling his word,
mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars,
beasts of all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl,
kings of the earth and all judges of the earth,
men and maidens, old men and children,
let them praise the name of the Lord." Our New Testament lesson this morning is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3. Verses 12 through 21. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against one another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. So far, our readings. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These words are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us join in the confession of our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. Please rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue with our next hymn. Shines in glory through the night.
Darkness there no more resides. In this light faith now abides. Glory to the Father, sing.
The text for our sermon this morning is from the familiar chapter of Luke 2, chapters 22 through 40. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. So far our text. Dear fellow redeemed in the Christ child, who was born under the law, and from infancy was faithfully keeping that law that we might receive the adoptions as sons, grace and peace be to you in his name. Leftovers. This is the time of year when fridges are full of leftovers. Perhaps it's turkey, ham, Swedish meatballs, and maybe a little bit of pie. Have you ever noticed what happens to your memory sometimes when you heat up those leftovers? As we smell the food, our mind is instantly taken back to the meal when it was first enjoyed, possibly surrounded by friends and family, or maybe just in the simplicity and quietness of our own home. Leftovers often leave us wanting to go back and enjoy the original helpings one more time. Today we find ourselves some 11 days after Christmas and 5 days after New Year's. Perhaps we are a bit tired and worn from the height of the joy that we had on Christmas and New Year's. Or perhaps we long to go back to the original helpings of Christmas joy less than 2 weeks ago. Our text this morning is a bit long, but full of goodies. There is way too much goodness from the Lord in these 28 verses for us to treat everything in depth, but instead, let us graze from the buffet before us and enjoy some Christmas leftovers as we rejoice with Simeon, marvel with Mary and Joseph, and join Anna in giving thanks and witnessing to others about Jesus' arrival. Rejoice at this Christmas feast from the Lord because he intends it for you. As our text begins, Luke has jumped ahead 40 days from Jesus' birth to his presentation in the temple. Mary and Joseph had made the six-mile trip from their temporary home in Bethlehem to the temple in Jerusalem with the Christ child. They did this because they wanted to be faithful in keeping the commandments of God for Mary regarding childbirth and the birth of a firstborn male child. Luke reports that at this time in Jerusalem, there was a godly believer by the name of Simeon. Simeon had been waiting for the arrival of the Savior, and this waiting is referred to as the consolation or comfort of Israel. Like all Old Testament believers before him, Simeon had been waiting for the coming of the promised Savior. God the Holy Spirit had revealed to Simeon that before he would die, he would see the arrival of the Lord's Christ, the Anointed One. That brings us to the unfolding of the events at the center of our text. The Spirit directed Simeon to Mary and Joseph and 40-day-old baby Jesus as they were fulfilling their duties in the temple. And there he was. The consolation of Israel had arrived. This is the moment all Old Testament believers have been waiting for. Behold Simeon's joy. Even though he missed out on the birthday celebration of the Christ child, it didn't diminish his joy. He takes the baby Jesus in his arms, praises God, and says those familiar words of the Nunc Dimittis, words which the church has sung down through the millennia after receiving the body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Even though it is just a little baby that Simeon holds, just over 5 weeks old, that is not what Simeon sees with his eyes of faith. In this baby boy, Simeon sees the fulfillment of the Old Testament promises. Though it would be 33 years before the cross of Calvary, Simeon sees Jesus' work of salvation as have already been completed. Though most saw just a little baby in the temple that day, aged Simeon sees his Savior from sin and is ready to die in peace. Let us join Simeon in his rejoicing. Like Simeon, the Lord has told you where you can find him. You can find him in his word. Though many see holy baptism as simple water only, you know that through this gracious water of life, Jesus has covered you with his holiness and washed away your sins. In Holy Communion, many just see simple bread and wine, but your Savior has told you that you can find him in, with, and under the bread and wine as he gives you his body and his blood. He has told you that you can find him in our midst as we assemble together in his name. Like a 40-day-old baby, though these things may not look like much, our faith sees, hears the word of the Lord, and knows that he is present. Through the simple word and sacrament, the Lord's Christ comes to you. He announces that he has accomplished your salvation. He has taken the load of your sins on himself and by his death on the cross, removed it forever. He has announced peace between you and the Almighty God through his resurrection. Even though Christmas has passed for so many, let us continue to rejoice with Simeon. Having heard, seen, and tasted the Lord's goodness, we can say with Simeon, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. In these verses, we also hear a lot of people marveling about the Christ child. On Christmas, we heard that all those who heard the message of the shepherd marveled at those things which were told them. Here at the temple, 40 days after Jesus was born, we find more marveling. Verse 33 says, his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Isn't it rather surprising to find Mary and Joseph marveling at what was said about Jesus? After all, they had already had angels speak to them and shepherds show up at the stable in Bethlehem. While it may seem surprising, remember how much time has passed. This is 40 days removed from the shepherds, the stable, and the manger. They've had 40 days of taking care of a newborn, 40 days of nursing every couple of hours and changing diapers. In those 40 days, it was probably easy to forget about the amazing events of that first night in Bethlehem. After all, how many of us are still marveling about Christmas on February 2nd? And so they marvel, and notice what causes them to marvel. They don't marvel in awe at how beautiful baby Jesus looks. They marvel at what was said about him. They marvel to hear someone filled with the Holy Spirit speaking of this baby as the Savior of all people. They marvel to hear that this baby is the light of the Gentiles and the bright spot of glory for the entire Israelite people. Let us continue to marvel with them, whether it is 14 days or 40 days after Christmas. Keep marveling at what was said about the Lord Jesus. Marvel that Jesus is the God-man who came from heaven to be our brother. Marvel that this little baby in Simeon's arms has come into the world for the purpose of bearing our sins and our sorrows and taking them all away. Marvel that by his wounds we are healed. Marvel that he has sanctified and cleansed us from all our iniquities. Marvel that he was born to set us free from our sin and from hell. Marvel at the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. Marvel that he left paradise to open paradise for us. Marvel beyond December 24th and 25th at what is said about Jesus. The fifth person we are introduced to in our text is someone that some of you can relate to in a very real way. Her name is Anna. She is 84 years old. She is a widow who had only been married for 7 years when her husband died. Now, what did Anna do with her time? She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and praying day and night. Like Simeon, Anna was a faithful Old Testament believer. Though she had lost her husband many years ago, Anna spent her years as a Christian widow worshiping the Lord. And like Simeon, she knew nothing of the angels, shepherds, or the manger. There was no glory to God in the highest moment, but only the baby that Simeon is holding in his arms. In verse 38, we hear that, and coming up that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for redemption in Jerusalem. Though Anna missed out on the first Christmas, that did not stop her from enjoying these Christmas leftovers. This believer knew that the promised Savior of the world had arrived. What does she do with her leftovers? She gives thanks, and like the shepherds of Christmas, tells others about the Savior's arrival. Let us also join the widow Anna in giving thanks and spreading the good news. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Give thanks that God loved you and gave you his only begotten Son. Give thanks that, like Simeon and Anna, with the eyes of faith God has given you, you have beheld your Savior from sin. And spread the good news that the joy of Christmas is not over. Tell your neighbor or friend that is depressed that the holidays are already over, that the true purpose of Christmas, the birth of the Savior, brings joy to your life every day. Even though, like Anna, you may find yourself as an 84-year-old widow, let us give thanks with Anna and spread the good news even after Christmas. I know people say they enjoy leftovers almost more than the first time the food was served. They say the flavors are richer and there's a wider variety of goodies. In our text, we find all that and more. We are reminded of the true, lasting joy of Christmas that is not in the earthly trappings and visual feasts. It is found exactly where Simeon found it, in the Lord's Christ. It is in seeing the salvation God has won for us through the Christ child. It is rejoicing that the consolation or comfort has come. It is marveling at all the amazing things that have been said about Jesus. It is giving thanks and sharing the Christ child with others. What a feast the Lord has prepared for us. May we continue to give thanks, rejoice, marvel, and witness that Christ Jesus has come into the world to save sinners. Glory to God in the highest heaven, who unto us his Son hath given, while angels sing with pious mirth a glad new year to all the earth. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the peace of the Lord, which surpasses all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold with your Spirit free.
Please rise for prayer. Today we have two special petitions. We have one for Marty Schmolt, who will be having eye surgery this coming week. We also have a prayer of comfort for the family of Tom Chiappetti, Ed's brother, who died last Friday. Merciful Savior, you have promised to be with your believers everywhere and in all circumstances of life. May the assurance of your abiding presence and loving care comfort and sustain your servant, Marty Schmolt, as he faces and undergoes eye surgery this week. Remove all anxiety from his heart and lead him to rest all his confidence in you. Bless the work of the surgeon and give success to the surgery as it pleases you. Be with Marty as he recovers and fill him with the abiding thankfulness for your many blessings. Amen. Dear Savior, we also remember in our prayers the family of Tom Chiappetti, who has been taken from them by death. We ask that you would give them strength they need in this time of grief, and comfort them with the assurance of your love for them in Christ Jesus. May this death remind us all of how quickly our lives on earth come to an end. Lead us to use the time you have given us to grow in our knowledge of you and your word. When you summon us, may we be found in sincere repentance and steadfast faith, prepared to stand before your judgment seat through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you came bringing light and life and hope to a world that lies in spiritual darkness and under the shadow of eternal death. As the Gentile wise men knelt and adored you, so we bow our hearts in praise to you, our Savior and King. O Holy Redeemer, you came once long ago to dwell for a time among men. Come and graciously find a permanent dwelling place in our hearts. Forgive our sins and fill us with the joy and peace that comes through the sure hope of everlasting life. Day by day, increase our appreciation and trust for all you have done to redeem us from our sins and reconcile us to God. Amen. Let us all also continue together with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for in the wonder and mystery of his birth you have opened our eyes to the glory of your grace and renewed in our hearts the fervor of your love. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song.
Holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth are full acclaim. Shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest. Sing Hosanna to the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Members may now come forward at the direction of the usher. Please rise. Let us continue with the Nunc Dimittis.
O Lord, now let your servant depart in heavenly peace, for I have seen the glory of your redeeming grace, a light to lead the Gentiles unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel. All glory to the Father, all glory to the Son, all glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. For as in the beginning, is now, shall ever be, God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Go in peace, serve the Lord with gladness.
Heart has now become your dwelling, O blessed Holy Trinity. With angels all your praises telling, shall live in joy eternally. Lord, may your body and your blood be for my soul the highest good.
You may be seated for the next hymn. Please rise for the benediction of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our last hymn is in the Tan Hymnal.
Come, O long expected Jesus, born to set your people free. from our sins and fears. Release us by your death on Calvary. Born your people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, for your gracious kingdom bring. By your own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By your all-sufficient merit, raise us to your glorious throne.